Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Vassar City officials announced a water project will be starting next week to replace valves. The work is being done in order to prevent future mass shutoffs that currently have to be done to resolve an issue. After the valve replacement is completed, the city will be better able to isolate neighborhoods when the need for future shutoffs arise. Residents can expect service interruptions on the following schedule. On Tuesday, May 21st, interruptions will occur on Hazel Street, Welsh Boulevard, Briarwood Street, and Grant Street. That is not the only interruption that will happen. Additional interruptions will occur the following week as well on Chestnut Street due to pressure testing. The Lapeer City Housing Department has some funds available to help qualified homeowners or rental owners with repairs to their residents. The city received a Michigan State Housing Development Authority Neighborhood Enhancement Program grant for eligible homeowner-occupied or single-family-zoned rental units located in the Mount Hope Cemetery neighborhood. The maximum funding amount per project is $9,999, and it does not require lien or payback. If a project's cost exceeds the grant fund limit, other funding options may be available if the household qualifies. Eligible repairs include roofs, windows, storm doors, exterior doors, insulation, appliances, electrical, heating, cooling, and water heaters. For more information, call 810-245-4212 or go online to slincoln@ci.lapeer.mi.us. And we'll be right back with more news for you here at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
State economists in Michigan provided their final fiscal forecast of the year as lawmakers work to finalize a budget ahead of a self-imposed July 1st deadline. This year's tax revenue is projected to be approximately $31.7 billion, reflecting a slight increase from January's estimate. Revenues are anticipated to grow gradually, reaching $32.4 billion for the fiscal year starting October 1st. The following year, a further increase of about 3.2% is expected. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer outlined a $80.7 billion budget with a boost in education spending earlier this year. The Michigan House and Senate are now working to come to an agreement on a budget before sending it to Whitmer for final approval. The last U.S. zoo to have pandas in its care is preparing to say goodbye to the four giant bears this fall. Officials at Zoo Atlanta said Friday they are preparing to return panda parents Lun Lun and Yang Yang to China, along with their American-born twins Yalun and Shilun. They are the last pandas in the country since the National Zoo in Washington returned three in November. Atlanta received Lun Lun and Yang Yang in 1999 as part of a loan agreement that is expiring. It's possible the San Diego Zoo will welcome a new panda pair this summer. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And currently, the temperature is 72 degrees, wind speeds are from the southeast at 9 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 70%.